Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. Today, Andrew will take you behind the scenes and let you meet some of the people who help send this nearly too good to be true news around the world. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Christmas Day broadcast of the Gospel Truth. I pray that you are just having an awesome Christmas. I really am. You know, every day is great with the Lord, but it's awesome when we just dedicate a day to remember the greatest event that ever happened in the history of this world. Praise God. And yesterday I started doing something special. I started taking our television audience on a remote camera, and we started walking through the ministry and introducing you to some of the people and the things that go on behind the scenes. I think it's really important for you to recognize everything it takes to bring these programs to you. And I'm really proud of the staff that God has given us, and I pray that you were blessed by that. Before we get back into showing you some of the things that are going on here in Colorado Springs, let me just mention that we do have a staff in the UK. It's located in Walsall, England. And Will and Barb Graham are the ones that direct that ministry there. I think that we have around 40. It could be more than that, just a few less, but 40-something people on staff in the UK, and I tell you, they are a tremendous team. I'm not going to try and mention every single one of them because I would probably forget somebody, and every single person that's working there is important. But Will and Barb have just been a tremendous blessing. Some of you might remember me talking about the prophecy I got that the Lord told me I had some nation of this world on my heart, and that within a few weeks I'd meet a man who would be a porter, a door opener to that entire nation. And 2 weeks later, I was holding a minister's conference. This was in 1989, and I saw that a man named Will Graham was on the list to come from Rugeley, England. And when I saw that, I thought, this must be the man, but I didn't say anything. And the very first night of our conference, another speaker who didn't know anything about this, I hadn't told anybody, called Will Graham out of the whole crowd and said, "Will, God has made you a porter, a door opener to all of the UK." And when that happened, those two things converging, I went up to Will and told him about that prophecy, and he said his church had taken up an offering to send him to the U.S. to bring me back to the U.K. And so that was the beginning of our relationship. Within just months, we had an office opened in England, and then for the last 3.5 years, Will has been directing that office, and under his leadership, we now have my books translated into 17 different languages. I could spend hours talking about the trips that we've taken to Europe, the doors that he has opened, but God has used him in a supernatural way. And of course, the staff over there, many of them are graduates of our Bible school. We have a Bible school located right there in our facility in Walsall, England. And I tell you, they are just doing a tremendous job. The vast majority of all of the translation work of my books, and also they have a website where the entire map of Europe is up there, and you can just click on any flag, and it will bring up, like for instance, Poland or Germany, Hungary, any of those places. It'll bring up our website in that language, and a lot of my teachings have been translated audibly into those languages. My books are on there, and it is just a vast work that they're doing. And I tell you, our UK office has been a blessing. So I don't want to forget them. We've also now got offices in Canada. We just opened those in September of 2008. And right now, we don't have any paid staff, but the lady that we are that helped us open up that office and incorporate, she is doing a great job. And God has placed us on television all across Canada on a network that now reaches all of Canada. We also this last year opened up offices in Uganda. And we now have a bookstore in Uganda. I'm going to be talking more about this in January when we give you a special report on our trip to Uganda, so I won't go into great detail, but we've got Leland Shores there and Ann Petrie, and we have a number of our Bible college graduates that are there doing a great job, and we'll be opening up a Bible school in Uganda in January of 2010. And so we now have offices in England, Canada, Uganda, and the U.S., and we've been incorporated in most of the European nations, such as Holland and these other places, so that we can give the tax breaks and have the convenience of having an office in those different countries. So God has really expanded the ministry, and we've got open doors all around the world. Now we're going to continue to take our mobile camera, and we're going to go around and see some more of the ministry and introduce you to some of our staff here in the U.S. And so now we're moving up towards administration. Okay, so here we are up in our administration section. This is David Hardesty. He's the manager of our entire ministry. And not only this ministry, but our worldwide ministry, the U.K. office. And David was trained by Sears for me for 37 years so that he could come here. And boy, David has been a tremendous blessing. And David, when you came to work for me, I think we had 30 or 32 employees, something like that. And now we're up to how many?
Over 200.
Man, that's amazing. And that's been in, what, 5 years? You came, wasn't it April of 2003?
2003, yes. I retired from Sears and came to work for you 2 weeks later. We have just a tremendous staff, and everybody's dedicated to being great stewards. And we've been recognized by Charity Navigators now for 4 years in a row, which that only represents 6% of all the charities throughout the entire United States that they audit that have achieved that rating. And what that really says is that the money that is given to us is used to put the gospel out. And we don't use it for ourselves. We don't hire luxuries upon ourselves with it. We use it for just for what it's intended for, and that's to get the gospel out. But we kind of have a slogan here, and it says that necessity always and luxury never. And it takes a team to make that happen, Andrew.
And they push that off on me, too. But we appreciate you, David. You're doing a great job, and praise God for the people that God's given us. Amen. This is Jim Ertle. Jim has been with us how long now?
Almost 5 years now, Andrew. Can you believe it?
I didn't realize it was that long. But Jim used to work with CBN and also Oral Roberts. And Jim does multiple things for us. He's partner relations, and he handles all of that. He also does all of our publications. And for the look that you've seen on our magazines and different things like that, and all of the materials that go out, Jim controls all of that. And what else you do? It seems like there's another hat.
I do a lot with partners and partner relations. I talk to a lot of our partners all across the country. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I have found, and as Andrew said, I've been around some major ministries, but one of the things that I found is that when people hear this message for the first time, Andrew, when they hear about God's grace and His unconditional love, it's just a matter of a few weeks and they're hooked. They are absolutely hooked. It's changing their life. It's affecting their heart. And I've never seen that kind of a message have that much effect on people so quickly. So to me, it's amazing. It's a blessing to be part of this.
Well, there's no reason not to accept that message. That's nearly too good to be true.
It is.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, Jim, and you do a great, great job. And his wife, Shirley, also works for us back in our convention part of the ministry. And this is Stan Priest, and he does all the computer stuff. And boy, what a blessing Stan and his department have been to us. Here's Sean and Lisa Michaud. Let me introduce you to them. Sean and Lisa are Bible College graduates. Were you in our very first class?
The second class.
The second class. And they have been all around the world. Recently, they were running our Bible school in Ufa, Russia. So now they're working in our world outreach. And so Sean and Lisa, when they left Ufa, now have, I don't know, but at least a dozen Bible schools now that are working in different places. They're the ones that were used by the Lord to get our books translated into Russian and to do a lot of things. And boy, you guys are a super blessing. Okay, so now we are walking into the Karis Bible College area. Let me interrupt y'all just a minute. This is some of our CBC staff. Behind the desk is Gary Lukey, and he's our administrator. And boy, just doing a tremendous job. You're a graduate of the school from when, Gary?
I graduated in 2005.
In 2005, and he's been a super, super blessing. And here is Don Crow. Don Crow
He was the best man at Jamie and my wedding. And I remember Don coming to a Bible study that I was holding. And, man, he was just irate to think about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And it wasn't a couple of months until he was speaking in tongues. He's the one that has translated, or not translated, but has organized and put out all of our discipleship evangelism materials. We sat down and kind of developed the concept of that, I think, together. But then Don...
It's about 37 countries now. It's in 37 countries of the world.
So, and it's translated in how many languages, do you know?
Well, I don't know about that.
Don is the one that actually got the ministry going in Uganda and all of the things that are happening. God is just using this man in a powerful way. I tell you, you are a blessing,
Praise
Don.
God. And you are too, Andrew.
Amen. Love you, brother. And here is our break room for our Bible college. And class isn't out yet, and so I'm wondering what all of these people are doing in here. Oh, you took Don's test. So praise God, these are people that have already completed their test, and there will be a break here in just a few minutes. When we built this place, I had people tell me that, oh, this is huge, you'll never fill this up. And now we have to use this break room and the AWM break room and still don't have enough room. We now have right at 250 students, and I think with the new students coming in, we should be over 300 before the school year is out. So it's really grown, and God is doing a great, great job through our Caris Bible College. This is George and Judy Appleton. We've been friends for, what,
28 years.
Wow. They used to live in Denver, and back in the beginning, George was a printer, and he printed our Gospel Truth magazines for us. And then they went back to Boston and have been in the wilderness for 20 years. How's the Bible college been? Are you enjoying it? You've only been here. You came a little late, so you've only been here, what, 3 weeks? Or
5 weeks.
Yep. 5 weeks, and how's it going?
It's going.
We are having the time of our life. Yeah, it's better than we ever imagined. We're so excited. We're having so
You know, I've never been a student, but I would think that a lot of it has to be just saturation. You're getting so much that it's like it just overwhelms you.
Fellowship with all the other students, and it's
being with like-minded
people that you can talk about it. It's just, it's amazing. I highly recommend it.
And so if you aren't in the Bible college, you should be. Amen. We want to encourage you to come. Praise God. All right. So here is Wayne Nurr. And Wayne graduated from our school, and he and his wife Jan have been here. And you're a blessing. Tell us what you do.
Thank you, brother. Well, my official job title is Dean of Students, and I am paid to enforce student handbook policy. My role is really to pastor the students and to help them navigate through through the apprenticeship 3 years of Bible school and live in unity with one another. So I get to deal with issues in marriages, finances, relationships.
Now, wait a minute. We're talking about Bible college students. They don't have issues, do they? Aren't all of them walking in perfect love and everything's great?
No, sir, brother. The Word of God is quick and sharp and powerful, and sometimes it takes that to discern their issues between soul and spirit.
Well, I tell you, you're doing a great job.
Thank
we appreciate you,
brother.
You, Wayne.
Appreciate it.
God bless you. All right, and so this is Wendell Parr, and Wendell is the director of our Caris Bible College, not only here in the U.S., but he's also the director of our World Outreach, which is all of our Bible schools around the world. And I tell you, Wendell has been a blessing. Wendell was one of our very first teachers when I started the school. He left a successful church, and you'd been pastoring for, what was it, 400 years?
Yeah. How about 21?
Oh, 21.
That's close to 300.
Yeah. And Wendell came on staff, and he went over, and actually he and his wife helped start our U.K. school, and he lived in the U.K. for a couple of years. And then he took a little detour for a couple of years, but now he's back and running our Caris Bible Colleges. And Wendell, you're a blessing. You're talking to our viewers all over the world, and just give them a little idea of what it takes to run the school, what's happening at Caris Bible College.
Well, we're excited about what's happening at the school, and we're seeing lives changed on a daily basis. And that's what keeps us going, is seeing the transformed lives as they sit under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. It just changes them from glory to glory. And it's just exciting to be a part of it. And praise God, It's just an awesome opportunity. And I believe this, you know, I've been in ministry 30-something years, and I believe this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is the fulfilling of what God wants to do in my life, and I'm excited about it.
And so how many Bible colleges do we have now?
I think there's 12 besides this one. I haven't counted lately.
And we have two more, I think it is, coming online
yeah.
in the next 6 months.
Well, we just started the one in Belize, and then we've got one coming up in India pretty quick. So we're growing. There's more demand than we're able to meet right now. People are hungry.
Let me share. I just got back from Europe, and we have a potential to go on TBN Russia, which they're asking us to do that. And if we do that, Mike and Carrie Pickett, our director of the St. Petersburg School, they say, man, they want to start Bible schools all across Amen. Russia so we could have dozens over there.
Amen. And, you know, the school in St. Petersburg, the unique thing about it, I think there are 17 nations represented in that school. There are students coming from all over the world to go to university in St. Petersburg. So they're attending class during the day at the university and then coming to Bible school at night. So we're sending back to the nations of the world, spirit-filled, full of the word, doctors, scientists, lawyers. So it's just exciting what God's doing.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, Wendell, and appreciate what God's doing here at CBC.
Thank you, sir.
And here is Jeff Devine, and Jeff is the manager of all of our facilities here. And I guess it takes quite a bit of effort to keep this place in first-class shape.
Well, we've got a lot of good people, so it's really not that difficult. There is a lot to do, but we've got a good staff.
And you know what? Just as important as me being on television and people duplicating tapes or answering the phones, if we didn't take care of what God gave us, that wouldn't be a good steward, and I think it would hinder the blessings of God. So you are a super important part of what God is doing right here in this ministry.
Well, thank you.
Do you see yourself as a ministry?
I do, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We take it very seriously.
And one of the things that we say a lot is that this facility was given to us by our partners and that we're stewards of it, and so we've got a responsibility to take good care of it, and Jeff and his staff does a great job. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right.
Come here, Carly. Oh, yeah. So some of you might recognize Carly. It was her daughter, Hannah, that was miraculously healed over in England. And now Carly and Ashley are students here in Colorado Springs.
I suppose it really started when we realized Hannah was ill and we realized she was seriously ill.
She'd be constantly waking at nighttime. She wouldn't settle. And then when she did go to sleep, she'd be waking up just screwing her legs up in pain.
And then when it came to weaning her, she couldn't swallow lumps at all. So we'd have to mash her food down. And this was even when she was like 3 years old.
So eventually, we'd had all kind of tests done at the local hospital. They referred us to a specialist children's hospital in London. And there she had a camera investigation. And when the biopsies came back, they said that she had a really rare autoimmune disease. So they said, well, the only thing you can really do, and it's a last resort really, is to implant a tube directly into her stomach.
So when we first took her home, it was starting to work. But then, about 2 days later, I think we took her home on the Friday, by the Sunday, she was vomiting again and she was reacting to it and she was going downhill again. And it was clear that it wasn't working.
And everyone I spoke to around me was like, well, you know, sometimes God heals and sometimes he doesn't. And I didn't understand it. It didn't match up to me. How could God be all loving if he only chooses to heal some people, but yet he has the power to heal all people?
Andrew's teaching, he was the only man I'd heard who was confident that God wanted my daughter healed. So I wondered if I could meet him. So I went on the internet and I looked on his schedule and it had one conference in the UK.
The conference was the next day and, I mean, that blows me away.
So we drove up to Walsall where the conference was.
And Andrew and Jamie came in.
He prayed for her, very simple prayer. He just told the disease to go in Jesus' name, told her body to be restored in Jesus' name.
And then we were kind of left with a bit of a dilemma, like, what do we do now? She was asleep in the buggy at that time. So she was asleep throughout him praying for her.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
So we ended up at this KFC.
We bought some chicken and she sat there, took bites of the chicken, swallowed it, took more bites, swallowed it, ate some fries, swallowed it, ate some more, swallowed it. And we was all just looking at her in amazement, thinking, wow, she's never swallowed food like this before, ever.
We'd heard this little cough and we're kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen next?
For the first time, she just started to choke, as if she was going to throw everything up and be sick, like she would have done sometimes in the past. And straight away I remembered the teaching, you know, don't beg God to stop it, just command. And I said to her, I said, choking, stop in Jesus' name. She stopped choking, and that was that.
But I know that if we'd hadn't have had that grounding, if we'd hadn't had that teaching in our heart, we wouldn't have known what to do. And so when the symptoms came back, we would have just thought, oh, too good to be true. You know, and before you know it, full-blown manifestation of disease would have been upon her.
It's absolutely awesome, and just bigger and better than I ever anticipated it to be. So I know that I've had it confirmed so many times that we're just in the centre of God's will, and it's a good place to be.
And how's Hannah doing? Is she becoming a pretty normal little girl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's at school. She'll be 6 in January. She's doing great. We measured her the other day, and she's grown like about an inch since August. So she's doing just great.
Praise the Lord. And if you remember on that healing DVDs, Hannah was only, 9-month-old clothes when she was 3 and a half.
Yeah, that's right. And she's really catching up now. She's still small, but hey, I'm small, so. But she's really growing.
Man, that's awesome. Have you enjoyed the school over here?
It's just fantastic, you know. And we're doing the apprenticeship program, which is a third year at Caris Bible College. And we've just really been equipped so that when we leave, we know that we can step into whatever God has for us. And that's really exciting.
Amen. We love you. And man, it's exciting to see Hannah doing so great.
Well, I hope that you've been blessed by yesterday and today's program, where we've been just giving you a little bit of behind the scenes, showing you our family here. You know, every single person that works in this ministry looks at this as more than just a job. This is a ministry. All of these 200 employees are in full-time ministry. I couldn't be touching your life. You wouldn't be watching this program. You couldn't get the materials if it wasn't for all of these people that put the data entry into the computers, that put out the materials, that answer the phones, that do all the administrative things, that put out the letters. Every single person is in full-time ministry. And I am really proud of the people that God has brought to us. And I pray that you have been blessed by seeing some of these people and seeing some of the behind-the-scene things that it takes to put the gospel out to you. Remember that our phone center is closed today. We're giving our employees a day off. Tomorrow we'll be picking up our series that I've been doing, In God We Trust. And it'll be a blessing to you. So join me again tomorrow for the gospel truth.
We're so pleased that you've joined us for this special Christmas edition of Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. Remember, in honor of the Christmas holiday, our helpline is closed today. But you can always go to our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Or if you prefer, you can write us. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to give you a special invitation to join me on January the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona. We have struck a deal with the Arizona Biltmore Resort. It's a four-diamond resort that starts, the normal room rates start from $300 and go up from there. And we've negotiated a price of $139 for this special New Year's celebration. They're going to give that price for 3 days before and 3 days after. So you can come and enjoy a vacation in a first-class resort, plus get the Word of God. Remember, it's our Phoenix, Arizona Gospel Truth Seminar, January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be at the Arizona Biltmore Resort in Phoenix for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 1st through the 3rd, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Caris Bible College Men's Advance February 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Houston, Texas February 12th through the 14th, Atlanta, Georgia March 5th through the 7th,
and in Colorado Springs for the Karis Bible College weekend, March 12th through the 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Karis Bible College is housed in the Andrew Womack Ministries building. The school and ministry share the same vision: to change the way the body of Christ relates to God. People from all walks of life are attracted to the school for its powerful application of the Word of God and for the opportunity to participate in one of the most life-changing ministries in the world.
The TV program was great, but I just knew that I wanted to be in the Word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
CBC instructors are accessible to the student body and committed to Andrew's methods for discipling tomorrow's leaders. That means classroom instruction and practical application always go hand in hand.
God is more concerned about using you than you are about God using you.
Regular daytime CBC classes are saturated with the Word of God. No one attends without seeing the Word produce radical changes in their lives.
And it's not just the 4 hours a day in school, but it's outside of the classroom too. And when we get to rehearse that and go over the things that we've been learning in class and different revelation that somebody's got, and it's just, I mean, it's almost 24 hours a day of being in the Word.
In this atmosphere of faith, lifelong friendships are formed that encourage and strengthen students long after graduation.
98% of these people here have done the same thing I've done for the same reasons, you know, because they want God and they want to know God better. And it was an immediate connection with about 200 people.
People at CBC are interested in you and interested in knowing each student and really go out of their way to meet and fellowship with all the different students, and they don't classify your age, but they want to fellowship with everybody.
Students who cannot attend morning classes can enroll in night school. Night school offers first-year curriculum and maximum flexibility with full and part-time options.
It's straight teaching. It's power-packed. It's an opportunity to know the instructors. You actually have a little bit more access to the instructors because it's a smaller group.
No matter how you choose to attend CBC, your experience will be unforgettable. CBC students find many practical ways to test what they're learning. Through personal friendships, volunteer work, or in CBC interaction groups, they put the Word of God into action in real-life situations. As they step out in faith, the Holy Spirit helps them discover their particular calling. Changing the way the body of Christ relates to God is a vision that will be achieved effortlessly through the lives of these CBC world changers.
Merry Christmas!
Happy New Year!
From all of us in publications, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Merry Christmas from the accounting department.
Feliz Navidad y Prospero Año.
С Рождеством и Новым Годом.
I'm Satoshi.
And we work in the publications department, and we're the graphic designers.
Merry Christmas.
Good job.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah!